This is Deuteronomy 31:16. This is how it reads. And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, you are about to lie down with your fathers. Then this people will rise and whore after the foreign gods among them in the land that they are entering. And they will forsake me and break my covenant that I have made with them." Deuteronomy 31:16. In Deuteronomy 31:16, God gives Moses a heads up of things and some sad things that are coming. The people that he has led, nurtured, and prayed for in the last 40 years were going to sin greatly after his death. Despite the many miracles they have witnessed by the hands of God on their behalf, they are going to turn from God and follow idols. They're going to break their covenant between them and the Lord and turn their backs on the lover of their soul. God knows our common weaknesses, and he gives us much warning in his word, the Bible, if we would but listen. Three verses that come to my mind. The first is Deuteronomy 6:14. Right at the beginning of the book of Deuteronomy, near the beginning in chapter 6, Moses had warned them, "Do not follow other gods," he had written, "the gods of the people around you." Dear Father, there's so many false gods in our midst, and we can so easily go astray. Father, look on us with pity. Help us, Lord, to be strengthened, to say no to the temptation to be distracted. The second verse is Hebrews 12:2. And this one reads, "Keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith, for the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Dear Father, I sometimes have to make myself think and ponder about this love that you have had that saved me out of that miry pit. The way that a songwriter has put it is, "What wondrous love is this?" Now, what wondrous love that you have shown, Lord. And I pray that I will keep my eyes on this love and not on other things. And then the third verse that comes to my mind is 1 Corinthians 10:11. "Now these things happened to them as examples, and they were written as a warning to us, on whom the end of the ages have come." Father, your Bible is hand-picked examples of the right way and the wrong way, but we still have to make the choice. So my general prayer is this: Father, please open my eyes and grow me up. I pray to drink in my blessings and not lust after that which is not mine. Instead of fixing my eyes on people, places, and things, I pray to fix my eyes on Jesus. Please keep convicting me by your word of any and all straying that I am doing. Please fill me with your spirit so that I am given the willingness and the strength to repent and turn back to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.